Is it ready? I'd like to call this meeting of the Curie Town Council to order and welcome everyone. And we'll have an invocation. Everybody ready? Wait, we've got some people in the back. I heard some holler.
What invite me?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think
or
that's
the TV. Or close the door, one.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Sorry.
There we go. God, we give thanks for this day, for the gift of this world, and for the gift of each other. We thank you for the ways in which you may become present to us and in our lives as we gather here at this meeting. We ask that you be with us, bless all of the decisions that we make, and keep us ever mindful of our motives and actions. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Chuck, get up.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And I see Miss Jean Martin in the back, and she's turned in her resignation.
I'll still be here.
Well, putting in 8 good years. Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the consent agenda. And I think there's a couple of things in here we need to read.
Which things?
The resolutions. The solid waste resolution. Whereas it is a priority of this community to protect human health and environment through safe and effective management of municipal solid waste. Whereas the reduction of the amount of toxicity of the local waste stream is a goal of this community. Whereas equitable and efficient delivery of solid waste management services is an essential characteristic of the local solid waste management system. And whereas it is the goal of the community to maintain and improve its physical appearance and to reduce the adverse effects of illegal disposal and littering. And whereas involvement and education of the citizenry is critical for the establishment of an effective local solid waste program. Whereas the state of North Carolina has placed planning responsibility on local government for the management of solid waste. And whereas North Carolina General Statute 130A-309.09AB requires each unit of local government, either individually or in cooperation with other units of local government, to update 10-year comprehensive solid waste management plan at least every 3 years. And that doesn't make any sense. Whereas the Curie Beach Police Works Department, Curie Beach Public Works Department has undergone and completed planning efforts to evaluate the appropriate technologies and strategies available to manage solid waste effectively. Therefore, that it be resolved that the Town Council of Curie Beach does hereby approve the New Hanover County Solid Waste Plan. And I talked to Sunday about this. What we read in the paper about Waste Tech does not affect this, so that's that. Jim Progden, the Chief Operating Officer of the DOT, requested a resolution. Mr. Progden and is dealing with Sunny Point on the Dow Road thing, and he's going to actually go over their head, he's going to meet with the head of the Army and give him the resolutions from Carolina and Curie Beach, so it'll stop some of the riffraff and graff about Dow Road so they can get on with it. They expect to start construction in November. When did she say, Nancy? November, December, something. Last of November, first of December?
November.
Okay. And whereas the town of Curie Beach sincerely believes enhancements needed to make to Dow Road, State Road 1573, to allow for the addition of 5-foot paved shoulders on each side of the road and 3 turn lanes at the intersection of Cape Fear Boulevard, Harper Avenue, and Ocean Boulevard. And whereas the Town Council takes seriously the safety of all residents and visitors to the island and the town, and whereas the residents and visitors of this island have been using the same two-lane road known as Dow Road for 20 years with no widening or enhancements during this time while the population of our town and area has increased, and whereas the Town Council recognizes that traffic on Dow Road in the form of both vehicles and bicycles has grown enormously in the last few years, and hereby states the additional use is causing a dangerous situation, and there is no bicycle route established on Dow Road, nor is there currently room for one. And whereas the current use of Dow Road for bicyclists is putting riders at great risk, as well as the vehicles that swerve to go around the bicycles into a lane with oncoming traffic, meaning that it is a matter of time before deadly accidents occur. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the Cary Beach Town Council states unequivocally that improvements to Dow Road, State Road 1573, are necessary and should be done expeditiously. The Town Council approved a resolution in August 2012 on the same matter. The Town Council formally requested a military operations terminal at Sunny Point, the State of North Carolina Department of Transportation, and the State of North Carolina General Assembly to hear and acknowledge its concerns and move forward with the proposed enhancements to Dow Road. That's number two. Now, Emily, would you like to read the resolution for the insurance?
Resolution R-1207, opposing rate increase by the North Carolina Department of Insurance. Whereas the North Carolina Rate Bureau is recommending to the North Carolina Department of Insurance a 30% rate increase for homeowners insurance for the coastal counties of New Hanover, Brunswick, Pender, Onslow, and Carteret, and a statewide average increase of 17.7%. And whereas the proposal comes after a 17.5% increase for coastal areas in 2009, in addition to rate increases in every rate cycle since 1992, and whereas homeowners in coastal communities already pay premiums at 2 to 3 times the rate charged for inland properties, in addition to having separate wind and hail policies, and whereas the disparity between rates in the coastal counties and the inland counties is unwarranted and will once again place an undue and excessive burden on homeowners in coastal counties, and whereas state law now mandates the North Carolina Department of Insurance to consider public comments prior to adopting rate increases, now therefore be it resolved that the Cary Beach Town Council opposes the rate increase requested by the insurance industry for the citizens and homeowners of New Hanover County. The Cary Beach Town Council further encourages citizens to file their own comments with the Department of Insurance before the October 19, 2012 deadline, adopted by the Cary Beach Town Council this 16th day of October 2012.
Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Mullen and Mr. Eaton have skipped out, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Department heads, administration.
Actually, I think we need a vote to approve the agenda. You did get consent agenda, now we just need the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda, deleted the Chuck Allen
one and two.
Second that.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Administration finance? No? Building department, John's gone for the week. Fire department, Harold said he would see us next time. Police department, Dennis said he'd see us next time. And public works, Sonny said he'd see us next time. I've got one little thing. Jim, would you like to, do you need to address us about anything about the park?
Oh, that's up to you guys. I can do it if you'd like.
If you would, please. Just for a second.
The town engineer called from late this afternoon and said that he'd been contacted by Landmark and that they were requesting a 2-week extension on the final day for construction. The reason for the 2-week extension was because the road was going to be the last project and there was equipment that was required to stay on the road until the final construction of the park so that there was the possibility of having two mobilizations, the one that they got now and then the one that would occur. And the landmark company said that there would be no mobilization costs if we could help them with the two-week extension. They would put it till December 2nd. And I had previously talked to all of you, and would probably help a lot if you made a motion. The other item that has occurred today is we had a meeting with the architect firm, the electrician, and the landmark people, and went over the wiring system for the two buildings, and worked out a number of problems that cropped up, and at the end of the day, it looks like there shouldn't be any glitches or anything as far as the wiring goes. We're waiting to get a final date on the roofing of the main structure. The restrooms are being built up on the outside. They're putting the shingles on now. I can't begin to tell you how many positive comments we've had on the boardwalk. All week long, all the benches and all the swings are filled with people keep walking by and glaring at people that are in the swings.
May I ask you a question about the benches? Because I know Sonny had mentioned to me when we were out there one day that, you know, we've always had them so you could either sit and watch the ocean or turn them over and watch what's going on in the park. And he's very concerned that someone or a child may get their fingers smashed in there between the top and the bottom. Are you doing anything particular on that?
We've had discussions about it, and on one hand, we've tried to make the benches robust enough that they're not going to break easily or chip or whatever. And on the other hand, you don't want them too heavy that somebody's going to get their fingers caught in. There hasn't really been an answer that anybody's been able to come up with to guarantee that won't or can occur.
And I believe locking them just defeats the purpose of the bench. Maybe if everybody could be thinking about a little sign that could go on the end of the bench.
I just put a pinch
point. Saying, please.
Yeah. Just put a pinch point.
Yeah.
That's easy enough. Yeah,
or
something.
Yeah, just put a little
paint.
Or a little red paint around just, like you do for...
if you just put the words pinch point, they'll know what it's for.
And then somebody will go over and say, what's that?
But think about something like that.
But if there's any complaints at all, it's the appearance that work is being done at a slower pace than a lot of people would like to see.
Right.
So I've been directed in my discussions with all of them.
Is John still limited to Monday through Thursday?
No, they're working Fridays.
Okay.
And there's even been a couple of Saturdays.
Yeah, well, they had to catch up. All right.
Any questions?
So do you need a motion or not? Is that what you said you needed?
I don't think I need one, but if you want to formalize it, that would be fine.
That's moving the date.
Changes the contract.
You need a motion to make it official.
Okay, great.
When's the date? Till when?
The date will be, the new finish date will be December 2nd.
I'll make a motion that we move it 2 weeks to December 2nd.
11.
And I'll second that 2012.
All in favor, assuming by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you all.
Now,
he said 2011.
Craig, if you'll step up to the podium, we have a job description for the part-time Parks and Recreation staff position. And you have discussed this with the ladies and these kosher, sir.
Right. If the council would recall, last meeting, there was an approval for a part-time position to support Parks and Rec and the community center through Nancy Avery, the town clerk. Nancy and I put together a job description. Mostly Nancy, she did a lot of it. She did most of that work. We discussed it. We agreed on the points in that job description. I think you have the last version of that with you up front. We then took that to the Parks and Recreation Committee. Parks and Recreation Committee approved the document. And then I was able to reach Charlotte Fulman at the Community Center. And Charlotte did request that we added an element about assisting event coordination. And that event coordination would be in accordance with their general policies and procedures. She actually had about 8 or 9 policies and procedures there. But if we do it in accordance with their policies and procedures, I think we cover that and leave it open to the point where there's some flexibility. Now, those policies and procedures are more in line with the maintenance of the building, meaning if somebody rents the building, make sure they have the right documentation and walk through the building previously and then make sure there's a walkthrough afterwards. So it's really an administrative element. Really, the building maintenance and care of the building when you use it for an event. Beyond that, we have approval from everyone that we believe would be interested in the project.
Have you got anything in here about who is going to lock up the bathrooms?
No. I mean, we did not get quite that specific.
Okay.
The intent was to keep it broad so that you can tell somebody, oh, by the way, you can lock up the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, plus if they're only working 80 hours a month, they're going to be here a lot of times not.
Which reminds me, is it possible for us to have an intern in addition to this person?
I think so.
That is our intent. Our intent is to get an intern, yes.
Yeah.
And I've contacted the county parks and rec and waited for them to tell us what the schedule will be.
So tonight, you want us to vote on putting this?
Yes.
It's under old, the very first poll.
Could I make a comment?
Yes. Sorry.
I really like the idea of a recreation coordinator rather than event coordinator, because you do have a few things in here that either aren't event related or overlap into other things, and we may even have other additions later on. I think recreation coordinator
is better than event coordinator.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with that.
Just put recreation and event or whatever.
Sure.
That way it covers both of them.
Sure.
Okay. And so what's your thoughts on the question marks, right? So under duties and responsibilities, because Nancy kind of said the question marks we got to talk through. We can't approve with question marks in it, I don't think.
Right. Actually, Nancy and I redid it, and there aren't any question marks in it anymore. But
I see.
We did keep the term solicit there.
Okay. So you just took out the question mark for solicit?
Yeah, we took that question mark out. We took the question mark about town facilities out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's one. So we didn't get the one. And those were the only two, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But there is, at the very bottom, assistant keeping the oceanfront park facility equipment and supplies for guys who need to clean.
Right.
And she just has a little note. The assumption here is that the community center committee will continue responsibility for the center. Just wanted to point that out to you.
And thanks for bringing that up. I actually talked to Dean about that. We actually took out, and it says, assistant keeping the equipment, supplies, organized, neat, and clean.
Yep.
Whether it be oceanfront park supplies, whether it be community center supplies, whether it be the supplies in the back room, we really wanted to keep it general so that we can adequately use this individual wherever we need them.
No,
right?
And if she wants to work with the community center on that, that's wonderful.
Right. So, next step then would be publishing and finding the organization.
Yep.
So let me just make sure, because I'm going to be doing this. Assistant keeping the oceanfront park facility?
I marked that out. I'll kind of give you the mark.
Perfect. Okay.
Do I have a motion to put what Craig has drawn up, Craig and Nancy, out
with
for?
Right. So I make a motion that the title be changed to recreation coordinator. The changes we discussed be affected, and we approve this for advertising. And one question Nancy had was, who's going to do the interview and advertising? Right?
Craig and Nancy?
I don't know. We just need to define that, I think.
Yeah.
Let's approve first and then talk about that, right?
Yeah.
I would, if I can offer to come there. I think the individual would report to Nancy, take most of the direction from Nancy.
Right.
I think if Charlotte or her designee or Kathy or his designee could participate in maybe the interviews, finally.
Charlotte and you need to participate since Gabby's out of the loop.
Right.
And will be for some time.
That's
okay.
Good idea.
Gabby's got.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably, yeah, he's got the kidney stone.
Yes.
Ounce.
Okay.
So, you want to approve the resolution. You want to give the, not resolution, but the
job
description. You want to let Andy have let him zip through it, and then, so let's approve it.
So you want to modify my motion?
Yeah.
Make a motion that we change the title to recreation coordinator, make the changes, have it approved by the attorney, and then post for advertising.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
There you go. Thank you.
And then, I guess, do we need a motion for who's going to do the interview, or just say this is our
I think we
need to
see Charlotte and
yeah, no, I agree with you. Do we need a motion for that, or we just tell them that's
have a consensus?
That's the consensus. Nancy, it's the consensus agenda that Nancy and a representative, Craig, and another representative from the community center, Charlotte, participate in the interview process.
Okay, so who again?
Charlotte Filmon, yeah.
Or her designee,
and Craig, whatever.
Craig, Nancy.
Craig, what's his name?
Yeah. No, Nancy can't do that.
The one over there.
And then Nancy.
Charlotte, Craig, and Nancy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll make those changes, get it to you, and then we'll get it to Andy, a clean copy.
Good. Thank you.
See, I didn't think there's time. Look at that. Hearing ability. I should have crossed that out.
What? No, you can hold a conversation. It's not that high. I looked at it. I will look that for you.
Okay. Proposed insurance rate increase for New Hanover County. There are 20 counties will be at the insurance commissioner's office tomorrow. I urge everybody to send emails, letters, whatever they want to do. We have a van sitting outside. Anybody wants to go to Raleigh tomorrow, we'll be leaving at 6 o'clock.
So did we send that out somehow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did. We sent it through on our website, and that should.
And if people signed up,
notify.
Yeah, if people sign up for notification.
We actually put it out there twice.
Okay.
So that people would see it.
So you have people coming.
And
we have people.
Some
okay.
of us emailed it many
okay,
times.
Good.
Great.
I'm sorry, I'm not on your list anymore.
There.
Okay. I'm not either.
Anything else come for this?
No, good.
Count.
Good luck. Dean?
Oh, well, I'm going to have a serious shop talk with Brother Godwin.
Yeah, well, just don't get on the news.
Nancy, let me ask, is it possible for you to just put the council members on there as whatever it is you do?
If you guys wanted to notify me for you guys, now let me explain what the situation is that if I put you on town news to receive town news, anytime we update it, that day by noon, you'll get that news item.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not until later we update it, you'll get it the next day by 12.
That's better than not getting it.
Yeah, the community center committee, you get their. Do you want to be on the calendars as well, or just the news?
Calendar.
I can put myself on.
You can do it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll do mine so I get what I want.
Okay,
you can do whatever you want for them.
If you're on all the calendars, every day you're going to get an email from us.
Yeah.
One's going to be for the community center committee meetings, one's going to be for any events, one's going to be for Parks and Rec, and one's going to be for government.
That's
those
fine.
Are the four calendars, and then you'll have your news. So you
okay.
guys all, or just, who wants me to put them on there if I can?
Yeah, y'all raise your
hands,
sir.
You, I'm going to put you on them all, and every day you'll see it, except for the weekends.
I'll just spam you.
Do I have a motion for adjourn?
Your home email?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nancy, otherwise.
Good.
Yeah.
Only for you. I'll discuss after the meeting.
We'll
work that out later.
Is that
it? Okay. Make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
We adjourn.
24 minutes.
There you go.
Can you see that as a record?
I think it is.
Tell me.